Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to the Metaphysical Edge. This is Bea Delosier. I'm your host tonight, and this is where you will find me every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Welcome. Tonight we have a special guest, impromptu as it may be.
Evening, everybody.
Heather Paul with you tonight. And you know what that means. If Heather's here, we've got open mic, free mini reading. Oh yeah, love Arvel Bird. Arvel Bird and Tatanka are opening Roll Up Music. Check out Arvel Bird anytime at www.arvelbird.com. Arvel Bird is a wonderful fellow, but more than that, he's a marvelously talented gentleman who shares his gifts with the world. So check him out at arvelbird.com. All righty. We are using tonight in our program, we are using sandalwood oil. We are also using red jasper as our special stone tonight. We will have open phone lines, 347-237-5339. You can dial that number. You can listen if you like, or you can press 1, and that will get the attention of yours truly, and we will be very happy to take your call. So 347-237-5339, we have open phone lines. Tonight, again, open mic night with Heather Paul and free mini reads. So how's it going, Heather? How's school, and how did you get off?
School is interesting, and I got off because one of my instructors had a sudden and unfortunate family emergency.
Wow.
So while I feel really, really bad for in that dark, ugly little part of my soul that's tired.
Yeah.
There's this little, you know, thing going, yeah. I didn't have to sit through 5 hours of school, only 2.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Now we're going to get you to exercise your spiritual muscles.
Woo-hoo.
Without a call.
Yeah.
And get you going with some readings. And we'll
twice in one day.
Yay. I think that's great. So I'm really excited to have you on. Because I wasn't expecting you for 3 months.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting me either.
I was looking for you around Christmas break, you know.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving.
If I wasn't writing a paper.
Yeah.
Where's Heather? She's writing a paper. She's writing 2 papers.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm pretty excited, though, about your school with what you're doing. I think it's really cool.
I'm
so proud of you.
I am, too. It's fabulously interesting stuff if you can get past all the gore and the nastiness you have to look at. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen, oh, my gosh. I mean,
well, you did, like, the dead thing, right? Didn't you have to go to, like, and do, like, the dead thing?
Oh, we did a body dig, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were fake. I was upset.
Mm.
I actually had one of my classmates look at me and shake his head. He was like, you're the only one here who's upset that the bodies aren't real.
Oh, my gosh.
He was like, you're, like, pouting and kicking. And he was like, I was so scared we were going to unearth a real skeleton. And you're like, what, it's so real?
I think it's funny. I think it's really funny, but that's really cool. Hey, phone line's open, 347-237-5339. We got a caller in the queue, and that number looks mighty familiar. What do you say we take our little buddy first?
Sure.
All righty. Hello, 972. You're live and on the air with Bea and Heather.
Hello, Bea and Heather. This is Audrey in Dallas, Texas.
Hi, sweetie.
Audrey, how are you?
I needed to hear some good energy tonight, so I know where to call.
Oh, we got it for you, girl. We definitely have it for you. And lots of love, and we're using a real cool stone tonight.
It's called red jasper, and this particular one is naturally cut in the shape of a heart.
It does.
Isn't that
cool? It's like a little pointy heart, kind of decrepit heart.
Yeah. But it's pretty.
But isn't that love?
It's got,
that's love.
Ooh, it's got a really, really nice shape for the...
It sounds beautiful. Just when you said the name, the jasper, plus I love sandalwood too. I love the sound of wood, and then that name, jasper, I love it. I love the name.
Yeah, it's a real positive stone. So we'll be featuring love readings too tonight because of our stone, red jasper. Red jasper actually, even though the red jasper is a root chakra stone, because of its color, which helps it to strengthen the root chakra and to bring that kundalini up. It's also a very good heart chakra stone as well because of its shape. So featuring love readings tonight, or in Audrey's case, let's see, what are we talking about? Are we talking about career tonight?
Well, I don't want to, wear out the, ask the same thing over. So how about if I'm just open-minded and you just give me what messages that you feel are best suitable for me tonight, whether they career or love or whatever you get. How's that?
That works for me. And I can tell you the first hit I'm getting for you is California is coming in really loud and clear. So my guess is that's a good chance, the way that it's coming through, there's a good chance that there's a trip coming up for you that involves California. I know there were some Las Vegas hits that you were possibly entertaining, but this one is a California hit, and I'm not getting L.A. particularly, but definitely in that area, Southern California, in that area.
Okay.
So how are you feeling?
Oh, well, I got the moon, the moon thing going on.
Yeah, I got you. I'm getting a hit on you physically that you're in a downtrend. That's what I want to say. It's a downward trend coming out of the high trend going into the low trend. So I feel that you're in a period of transition, Audrey, and don't let that worry you at all, because anytime you're in a transition phase, a lot of things could happen. So keep your eyes, your ears, and your mind and heart open.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm down, like my energy. It's just, how long is this going to last, this down?
Well, I see it's a transition, so the sequence is short-lived. But then you go into a down and a low trend. And the low trend is where things are calm, they're quiet, they're more sedate. The transition periods are where things pop and change. So you're in that period now where you're in a period of change. And I'm not seeing any major, like, earth-shattering or life-changing changes around you. But you're just in a subtle trend of transition, and you're moving into your low trend, and the low trend is where you're going to be snuggling up and cuddling up and chasing David around the house very quietly.
Who heard you too?
I'm sure. I've always got him in mind now.
I drive him crazy already. And then when he heard that, that's just great.
Yeah. And here's the other thing too, Audrey. I'm getting, this is going to be a chance for you to reorganize things on the home front. And that's a good thing also, that you can use this subtle energy to help you to reorganize things. Maybe even change around your furniture a little bit if you like. But this is how it comes through, is that this is a period of flux, and it's a very positive period of flux.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's not a problem. And it's interesting. Well, I'm sorry, were you saying something, Heather?
No, I was. That's interesting because you just picked up my mind. I was just getting ready to ask Heather what hit she might have had for you.
Yes, Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted by the cat.
She was on the other night with me, meowing and talking. She was doing the show with me last week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to say that blue moon threw me off. So for about 2 weeks, I was a basket case. Not on the outside, but on the inside. So I always see those blue moons as being a time of odd occurrences. I think everybody just gives a little whoop.
Yeah.
So, which might contribute to the low feeling.
That low trend.
That low trend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel something. Plus, I need to go in to do my colonoscopy next week, too, next weekend.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't like doing any. I'm not looking forward to that, but I apparently it has to be done. So.
Well, the test is going to be fine. It's the day before that is pretty bad.
The day before, not feeling too great.
Right, because of all the things you have to drink to help to flush your system. So that might be a little unsavory, one could say. But not to worry, you're gonna be fine with the test.
Oh, thank God! I needed to hear that more than anything right now. That's really good news. Thank you. I don't like going under the, no one likes to go under anesthesia. You know, I have to be put under.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, last time I did it was my spinal surgery, and that was terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'll be fine, sweetie. You got lots of love surrounding you.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you both for this wonderful, wonderful.
You're welcome. You want me to keep you on hold so you can listen, or are you listening? I'll do that. I'm happy to do that. And if you get another question, just put your hand back up again.
Love you both. Okay, thank you.
Love you with your heart. Warmest blessings.
Warmest blessings.
All righty. We've got a couple of folks on hold, and I appreciate that you called in. Our open line is 347-237-5339, and we are taking all calls tonight. We also have one of our friends in chat with a question in chat, and it's Pamela. Hello, Pamela, sending lots of warm love and fuzzy hugs your way, dear. And Pamela is wondering, her question is, I would love to find out if I'm going to meet my mate sometime in the near future, along with, where'd that go, where she might see me living in the next year, okay, if I'll be moving out of the state and doing what I'll have to do for my field of degree. Okay. Heather, I think she's addressing that to you.
Okay, Pamela. What is your degree field in, sweetheart? Might be able to give you a little gauge on the best place to go.
She's
Parks and Recreation.
Sounds like a good name for a television show, doesn't it? Mm. Hey, I'm just making a joke.
Just making it funny.
Just go with the first thing that hits you, babe. I'm seeing a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I'm seeing somewhere up in the Midwest. God, they got some pretty, pretty parks up there. Grand Canyon.
I was going to say, if you say Arkansas, she's going to throw a shoe at you.
Oh, no.
That's where she is.
I'm seeing those big, vast mesas and the rocks.
So you're seeing out west, yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing out west.
Yeah.
I mean,
Utah, Arizona.
Wyoming, yeah. You know, just expanses of, you know, park mountains. Mm. And, yeah, when I think of parks, that's what I think of. Arizona, Colorado.
Yeah, she likes that. Excellent. You know, the hit that I keep getting, too, about her mate coming her way, because tonight is this beautiful red stone that's
really working hard to be heard today. In fact, I'm going to let you hold on to it for a
little
while.
I know, I was rubbing on it earlier. So
I know, it's just really, yeah. It's a num-num. It's a num-num stone. You know, Pamela, what I keep getting is that the first thing, in order to attract that mate that will fulfill you and complete you, the first thing you have to do is to turn that love inward. And even though I know Pamela a little bit, and I know that she is a very loving human, and she's very positive, very focused on the positive, I still feel that there is this block there, heart chakra, a little bit sluggish, let's say. And I feel that that has to come out of you first before you, you know, and turn that inward, that love. Have that heart chakra cleared. Clear the negative energy that is kind of like stopping you, making it sluggish. And then you won't have to worry about when the great love of your life is coming, because they will hear that. Your heart notes will attract them. Because by clearing the heart chakra, you're going to be raising your vibration and raising the frequency that you put out. Another thing, a suggestion, is to listen to any music that goes at 528 hertz. That is the love frequency. So when you're listening to music that is at 528 hertz, you are automatically flushing out the heart chakra. That's what that 528 hertz does, and it promotes self-love and love of others. So I feel that that's really good. And if you're looking for any of that type of music, please do check out Jason Welsh at sourcevibrations.com. You can listen to the music there on the site, and you can also download any of his music there on the site. But he's got the Solfeggio Harmonics, it's called. So if you go to the Solfeggio Harmonics link, there you go. Thank you, Audrey.
Hallelujah, Pamela.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
They don't like that. I don't need you.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
Yeah. Well, she's right, though. She's right about that. What Pamela just said in the chat room is that it seems like the most men, you know, that she meets, I scare them off due to my independence. You know what? That's good. Because you don't want them if they can't handle what you got.
Exactly.
You don't want
exactly.
Them.
If they can't handle the fact that you don't need somebody around, but rather want somebody around, then they're not worth having.
But choose to have them, exactly.
But when you choose to have somebody around, that's what lasts. There's no control. Nobody can lure, you know, nobody can lure it over you. Well, you need me here. Without me, you'll never make it. You know, that whole thing. That macho hootie-hootie.
Yeah. Hootie-hootie.
Hootie-hootie.
And the blow fishy-fishy. I'm sorry, I'm being silly. Okay, I digress. Heart chakra. Heart chakra work, Pamela. And if you're interested, I'll be happy to work with you anytime for clearing up that heart chakra. I've got a few pretty good exercises, and I can send them to you over on Facebook if you like. So when we're done with the program tonight, I'll send some stuff over your way. Hope that answers your question. And what do you think? I think we let Mary Lou wait too long. Let's get to her. Let's see. Board problems. No. There we go. Mary Lou, hello, darling.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm tired. I'll be honest.
Aww.
But you were talking about reading love lives.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Okay. We got the stone, it's out, it's ready, and it's vibrating at a very high frequency for us tonight. The stone that we're happen to be using is a root chakra stone. It's called red jasper, but that also helps for clearing out the heart chakra. And that's what we were just speaking with Pamela about, is the heart chakra as well. And one of the deals that we have with our heart chakra is that it opens and closes a number of times throughout the day. We're not even conscious of it, the opening and closing. And sometimes it just stays
semi-open, where it acts sluggish, if you will. And you can tell that because that when your heart chakra is not fully open or is acting sluggish, it's because that's when indecision hits us about things. We become indecisive. So what my guides are telling me is that for you to work on the decision-making aspect, that's going to be a real big deal for you, is decision-making. Making the right choices, making the choice as to what kind of person you want to share your life with.
Okay.
Sometimes we know what attracts us physically, but it comes down to the heart chakra. That doesn't act on physicality. A heart chakra acts on someone that plays the same soul note as we. And that's where we get that spark and that instant resonance. For you, I'm seeing this occur in your two sequences, is what I'm seeing, two sequences of time. Here on planet Earth, of course, we go by days, weeks, and months, and hours, and stuff like that, and years. In the spiritual zone, we go by sequences. And I see two sequences as far as your love life before it straightens out. Who's the man that you're with now?
I'm not exactly with a man. And it's kind of gray.
Okay, I'm seeing a male energy around you, and I'm seeing that it's almost an overwhelming energy, and that's giving me the high sign that this is somebody that you're good to let go of. Is there someone that was around you with a strong male energy about them?
I was married. Is that what you mean?
Oh, could be. Could be, former husband. Was he really alpha male type?
Yes.
Yeah, well, not for you.
Nope.
You did the right thing. Not for you. You're a 50-50 person, dear.
Yeah.
You go 50-50. You don't need anyone to walk behind you. You don't need anyone to walk in front of you. You need someone that's going to go shoulder to shoulder with you. And that's what I'm seeing. But I'm seeing two sequences. And those sequences, for me, that seems to me that it's going to be sometime in the spring is where that second sequence begins.
Okay. When's the first one begin?
The first one you're coming up on, and that's going to be by the end of September is when the next sequence starts. You're coming to an end of a sequence right now. And this is where you're changing, you're getting rid of fear, you're working on removing negative energies that you've allowed to just kind of like lay low. That's how I see them. I don't see them being active and jumping up and down and say, yeah, let's be negative. No, baby, what I'm seeing is negativity that's been hiding, just laying low, trying not to make waves so that you don't kick it out. But I feel that you're going to be kicking it out. That's what's happening now. Removal of negative energies that you no longer need. They've done their thing. Thank them and let them go.
Okay.
Heather, what you get? I'm yapping an awful lot.
No, I feel the same thing. The one way, a really good way to clear any of these negativity, and it sounds so silly because it's so simple,
mm-hmm.
is a very simple salt circle. And, I mean, you want to take a shower after you do this because you end up with salt all over you. And if you're like me, you're like, rah, rah. But you just take table salt. That's all you need. And you can go out in the yard. You can do it on your kitchen floor.
Wherever you
can sweep it up. Or, you don't want to get it in the carpet or anything. And you just make a circle out of salt around yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a very small amount in the palm of your hand and you hold it for a second and you say, you no longer have power over me. And you just pour it over your head. You'll feel it almost immediately.
I like this.
It's like somebody just pries something off of your back.
Wow.
I did this after I left a fairly controlling husband.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. It was
it literally felt like somebody had pulled a whole other person off of me.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most liberating feelings I had ever had in my life. It's like, wow, I feel pretty good.
I don't need him.
I don't need him. Yeah. I don't need you.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, and it will dispel a lot of the negativity, because in a relationship like that, and I'm all about now, I love me an alpha male,
yeah,
as long as they understand their place. Because I'm a fairly alpha female.
Yeah.
That you still don't get to.
Oh, so see, you're 50-50. And that's what we're telling you, Mary. That's what,
yeah,
I'm getting.
It's, I mean, as long as you're strong enough to hold your ground with an alpha male, it's a fabulous relationship. Are you a Leo, Mary Lou?
No, I'm a Libra.
Libra? Ooh,
balance.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice energy. I'm feeling Leo around you, though.
Leo moon, I think. I checked.
Pardon?
I have a Leo moon, I think.
Maybe that's it.
That's what I'm thinking. There's some Leo energy around you, which puts you in the alpha female category.
Position.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's where I'm seeing that. That's where I think that's coming from. I'm seeing Leo, too. Is any of this making sense to you, dear? I hope so.
Yes.
That's our aim.
Yes, it is.
Great. Do you have any questions before we release you and... chit-chat with you in the chat room again?
Can you be any more specific about what's coming in? About who's coming in?
You mean male-wise? The,
yes,
man that I'm seeing that's coming in, I have to be honest, I'm not liking right off the bat.
Okay.
I'm seeing someone who has been stepped on, manipulated, and has really got an issue with women. And that's why this whole thing is coming out about the alpha male business. I'm seeing someone who has really been kicked around in a relationship, and that you don't have to heal them. They have to heal themselves before you could have a good relationship with them. So that's why I'm feeling in the second sequence of time that things will be a lot better for him and a lot better for you. And I'm seeing a guy with clear hair. Can you dig that? Meaning he either shaves his head or he's got thinning hair.
Okay.
And I'm seeing that he is average height, maybe 6 foot, that type of average height. And I'm seeing an average body, an average build, but I'm seeing a lot of hurt around him. And you don't want to be the person that he tests out his animism on, okay? You want to be the person that he comes to share with. Because you have enough of your own anima that you don't, and I don't mean enema, I mean anima, your animal side, your male side. You have a lot of your own. You're very strong. You're a very powerful woman.
It gets me in trouble.
That's okay. That's okay. As long as it's good trouble and not bad trouble.
Okay. And one last question, is this someone I know?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you get? I'm getting that it's someone that you already know.
Yeah.
Heather is shaking her head. You can't hear the marbles, though.
You can't hear,
can't hear them rattling around.
I put tissue in there. Yeah, I think it is somebody. I think it's somebody you've known for a while. Actually,
just getting out of a relationship.
Yeah, that might just be,
yeah,
getting out of a bad relationship where he felt like he was very wronged in it. And again, you don't want to get tied up in something like that, because you can't fix anybody else. The only person you can really fix is you.
Is you, yeah.
And that goes for everybody.
And
you
know,
after
that.
Yeah. Go ahead, dear. Sorry. I'm stepping on you.
I'm agreeing. I definitely know that lesson.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that at the heart of us all, we're all fixer-uppers. And sometimes a person will come along in our life that will help. And that's nice, as long as we don't give up control. Okay? Because we are our own beings. And it's nice to have someone that walks shoulder to shoulder with you rather than someone that will lead you around. And I just don't see that with you, Mary Lou. I don't see you allowing someone to lead you around, dear.
Well, I've already been there, done that, got a T-shirt. And so my motto is, I want someone not above me or below me, but beside me. And if they can't handle that, then they don't need to be with me.
Yeah, I got you on that, dear. I got you on that. And I agree. I agree. Because that comes all over your reading. I mean, your energy about that. So we're here with you, supporting you 100%.
I just can't understand why it takes them so long to grow up. I just want to scream.
Oh, baby, I don't think they ever really grow up. Yeah. Honestly.
Sometimes the older they get, the more feisty they are, you know, within their ways. But love heals everything. And sometimes we have to bite our tongue.
So really, you don't think until spring? It seems like an eternity.
Yeah, it does seem like an eternity, but it's going to go so fast. Our time is accelerating at a rapid rate. At least I notice it. Maybe I'm just real sensitive to this. I just see the days going by so quickly.
Fast.
Yeah.
It seems like it.
I just want to put the brakes on. Like, can we slow down just a little bit? But it's not going to happen. We're accelerating. And we're moving. We're moving into the new age. This is the age of Aquarius. And, you know, we're ready for it. We sang about it in the 60s, but now we got it. That's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to just work on myself and mind my own business then.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
And the thing is about that red jasper, if you can pick up a piece of red jasper anywhere, it doesn't have to be like mine in the shape of a heart. It could be any shape. But red jasper is a really good clearing stone for heart chakra energy.
You know, that's really weird because I bought a bunch of pendulums on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And red jasper was for the root chakra, but it's not for the heart chakra.
Yeah, it is root chakra. But you got to remember, the root chakra is where our kundalini comes from. Kundalini is our love energy. That's why I was mentioning about the 528 hertz with that music. That's the solfeggio harmonics. When they play the 528 hertz, is very healing. And it's also, it helps the kundalini to rise. And that's our love energy. And it vibrates at 528 hertz. So real important when you're working on your root chakra to pay attention to the heart chakra as well.
Okay, and small of a stone do the work? You know, it's only a pendulum's only like an inch big.
Absolutely. It's not the size of the stone. It's
okay.
The energy that it gives out. And red jasper is a marvelously positive stone. And yes, even if it's a small thumbnail size stone, it depends on what makes it as powerful as it is the energy that it gives out. So it's not necessary that the stone has to be large.
And for the 520 hertz sound, you're talking about like a tuning fork, right?
A tuning fork is a good way, yep. Tuning fork is excellent.
Or a medicine bowl or something.
They're wonderful, the crystal bowls or the singing bowls, yes. The place where I like to go, I always go to Jason Walsh's site, which is sourcevibrations.com, and he has so much frequency music on his site. I use it all the time for a meditation. In fact, I use it even on my Sunday services when I do my healing meditation, the contemplation in the beginning of the service. I usually always use something from Jason Welsh.
Is that free music or is that something you download and pay for?
Well, he's got it both ways. You can download his CDs or you can go there and you can listen to the clips. And the clips are not short. They're not like 10 seconds. So, I mean, you can actually listen right on his site.
Okay. That's good.
You will, Yeah, you'll like him. Him and his wife used to be his wife. I don't know if they're still together. I hope they are because they make wonderful music together, in all honesty. But there were two of them, a woman and a man, that were Jason and his partner were making a lot of the CDs. I know they're still active because I know he's still active because I get email from his site all the time with new stuff that he's putting out. So he's really a marvelous guy.
Awesome. I'll check it out.
Oh, please do. That would be cool, Mary Lou.
Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now I've got to go get my
time, Mary Lou.
I will.
Yeah, big hugs, dear. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. How about we take a short station break? And we'll be right back after these few messages.
What do I smell?
Ooh, do you like that? It's a new aromatherapy oil I just got from Young Living. It's called Clarity, and it's really great to improve and promote mental alertness, especially if you're tired or drowsy.
Yeah, do I need that? Let me see the bottle. Wow, it's got basil, chamomile, cardamom, geranium, bergamot.
Yeah, and rosemary, lemon, ylang ylang, peppermint, jasmine. Ooh, it smells divine.
Boy, I want some Clarity. Where did you get it?
I got it from Your Natural Alternatives. All you need to do is go on the internet to tinyurl.com/aromayl. That's tinyurl/aromayl. Ordering is simple, and it's delivered right to your door.
Got it. tinyurl.com/aromayl. Thanks.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Metaphysical Edge with B. Delosier on GGM Radio. And now, back to the show.
Alrighty, we're back. Woohoo!
Yay.
How'd you like that little ad?
That was cute.
I made her blow her nose first. I just want you to know that. Okay, TMI.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, open mic night tonight on the Metaphysical Edge with Heather and Bean. We got really lucky tonight that our Heather had off from school, so she's here. And I'm really glad to have her with us because Heather does really nice readings. Speaking of which, let's go right over to area code 909. Hello, 909. You're live and on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and this has been fascinating. I love that, what you were talking about, the salt. And it was so funny, after you said that, my son and I have had to work through a lot of things because of past lives and so forth, and some things have come up lately because, of course, 2012, we're trying to release stuff and clear. Anyway, but after you said that, it was like all of a sudden my head just went boing, and I said, I'm taking my power back. I'm not giving my
good
him my
for
power.
You.
Oh,
yeah, salt is a fabulous, fabulous thing. And it doesn't have to be special salt that you buy. It doesn't have to be Dead Sea salt. I see all this crazy
right.
stuff at the store. I go, what? Just plain
right,
old table
right.
salt.
Yeah. But that was, wow. So thank you. I think it's good.
It's good stuff. It's kind of hard to get out of your hair. You know, you kind of have to wash your hair real good after you do it, but
right,
even a shower is a fabulous thing to do. There is another way to cleanse with the shower. And
okay.
Like as you take a shower, you kind of see all the negativity and all the bad stuff and even all the bad karma washing down you.
like see it as a color, like any kind of icky bad color you don't want to see anymore. You just visualize it going down the drain as you shower. And it also is another way to, you can cleanse yourself of minor illnesses that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just by seeing them as, you know, like a red spot where whatever feels bad or hurts, like if you got a chest cold, see it in your chest. And then as you wash, you know, and let the water run over you, you see it just flowing down through your feet and out and down the drain.
I like using stones for that, too. There's a stone you can use, dear. It's called kyanite. Are you familiar with kyanite?
I don't think so.
Okay, kyanite is it comes in three different colors. Most often you'll see it in blue, and it's a bladed stone. And and it has like white quartz sometimes. You'll see it with white quartz and the blue blades. But the kyanite does not absorb negativity. And you can also use that stone, in the shower, just by rubbing that stone the way Heather was just saying about making your arms like you're washing that negativity down and out and down the drain. You can also do that with a kyanite in your hand and use that like a washing stone to remove negativity from the body.
Good. Well, I think for whatever reason, just my perception completely switched and I took back my victimhood and I think I will do that. I mean, that's a good thought. When you're in the shower, just visualize anything that is no longer necessary or needed, just draining away. And also with the salt, I think that's a wonderful thing. But I just, wow, this is very powerful. So whether it be the energies that were surrounding the show that came to me or just whatever was said, just click that little part of my brain that said, look at that. I don't know. But it's great. So thank you.
Well, I'm so glad I could help.
Me too. That's wonderful. I love the idea of the salt.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Oh,
wonderful show.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've got about 20 minutes left of the program. We are taking your call. Area code 347-237-5339. That's our number. You can call in and get in the queue. And we're just going to mosey on to the next caller. Area code 636. You're live and on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. This is the first time I'm calling. Who am I talking to?
This is Bea, and my special guest is Heather Ball.
Hi.
Okay.
What's your name, dear?
Lucy. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. How can we help you tonight, Lucy?
Well, I'd like to have a general reading. Are you doing that tonight?
Yeah, we sure are. Okay, Lucy, first thing, are you getting any hits right off the bat just from her energy? Because I'm getting a few hits, but I always like to ask you first, Heather, because you know me with my yap big mouth.
I love her voice. Actually, I was kind of like, she's so cute.
Very sweet.
How are you feeling? That's the first thing
I want to ask you. Okay.
Good. Are there any physical challenges? Because that's the first thing that comes to me is a physical challenge that you're you're in the process of overcoming.
Well, I don't know what that would be.
Is there someone in your life that's in the military?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing that, too. I'm seeing a military man, somebody in uniform. It could be a child or it could be someone, a young person that's in your life. I'm seeing that being a challenge for them. And perhaps that's what the physical challenge is that I'm seeing is someone that's looking to do this. They're going to come to you. They're going to ask you for your help and your opinion on things. That's what I'm seeing there is a young male coming to you for guidance.
Is it a relative or a stranger or what?
Looks like a relative.
I don't know who that would be.
That's what I'm getting. It looks like a relative. And I'm seeing you guiding them to do what's in their heart. I'm not seeing you say to them definitely yes or definitely no. I'm feeling that you're going to be the kind of a parenting, and not that it's your child, but I'm saying parenting, because you're giving, you're parenting this person, and I'm seeing you do that in a very detached way, where you're not going to be attached to their decision either way. I see you being very balanced.
How old is this person?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You being very balanced with that. You're a supporter, so you're very supportive, but I also don't see you as being a nosy bones and telling people what they should do. So I'm seeing, you know, you being more like guiding them to follow their heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, can I like to know what else do you see for me with my family and that?
Okay, we can do that for you. Heather?
Discussion. Looks almost like you're going to have quite a bit of your family coming together over something. It might be this person's decision, because it looks like it's a young adult, you know, about 17, 18, no more than 22. I don't know if they're going to be upset with what you guide them into, or not.
Yeah, the way I'm seeing it is that it's someone that's having a hard time making the
decision
and going on her.
It's like they're being pushed by the rest of the family into doing something they're not sure they want to do.
Is there a young boy or a young man in your family, dear? I guess that's the bottom line.
Yes, I got two of them.
Okay. Is one of them looking at the military?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
You know how old he is? My youngest daughter has a boyfriend.
Well, that could be that, too, that's attached to you, because his energy is around you.
Yeah, are they going to stay together, or are they going to break up, or what's going to happen?
Well, let's put it this way. Neither of them are ready for marriage. Okay, I don't see them, although they're talking about a forever relationship, seeing that that possibility exists, but they both are going to have to grow up a little bit more.
Are they planning to get married?
They've been talking about it. That subject has come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that's okay. It's okay to talk as long as they don't act on it right now. If they're looking at any time after, I say, I'm looking at sequences again, so I'm looking at around June of 2013 would be the best time for that discussion to be brought out to the family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to know something else, too. I'd like to know if me and my ex-husband are going to get back together or not.
Wow. Are you getting what I'm getting? If you take the lead, you can lead that boy anywhere.
Yeah.
He's like putty. Yeah, he's like putty in your hand right now.
What do you mean by that?
He's in a low trend. And I'm feeling that low trend, and he's been riding that low trend almost like a rut. You know, we get a groove or we get a rut. We either dig ourselves deeper into that groove or we can't get out, and that's where I'm seeing him. He's in a rut, and he's vulnerable. And if you're still in love with him, you might wanna wait.
Put it out there.
Yeah, put it out there. Put it out there, exactly.
Well, we never see each other.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, we never talk anymore.
Yeah, that's a shame, Lucy. That's a shame because there's a real connection there. There's a reason. Yeah, there's a reason why you chose him as a partner.
Is there a distance separating you? Because I would say if y'all live in the same town, I would just take a leave, call him, and...
I don't have his phone number.
Oh, no. Do your kids talk to him?
Yeah, but they won't let us talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know that one.
Good.
Yeah, that's not good. They need to not be in the middle of mom and dad.
Does he still love me, or?
I'm seeing that it's not love. It's attachment. I see love on your side. I see attachment on his side. He's a complex person. Yeah. He's a very complex man, dear.
Complex, what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is, there's some issues. Let's just put it out there. There's some issues from his past. Neglect issues, abuse issues, and these are scars that are very difficult for him to overcome. It's going to take a lot of patience, a lot of love, a lot of kindness in order to get through to him. The children need to back out and not have anything to do with what you and this man choose to do, whether it is to talk, whether
what
it is to...
father? It's their father.
It's their father.
Yeah.
Your karma with him is not over. That's the bottom line. It ain't over.
It's not?
No.
Well, does he ever talk about me to our children or not?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what's he exactly
say? He asks about you. He asks how you're doing. And he always has a negative thing to say because he wants to be the tough guy. He doesn't want to be the sweet, lonely old man. And he's not lonely, but he is in a rut. And I feel it's going to be real difficult for him to get over to climb up out of the hole that he's dug for himself. Is he a drinker? Because there's an awful lot of energy around him. Dependency.
Well, I don't know if he is now or not. He never was when we were married.
Mm.
What does his family like me?
I think that if you make him happy, they'll love you. If you don't make him happy, they're going to hate you because they're on his side.
Uh-huh.
And the way that... Yeah, so it depends on... how you treat him. If you're treating him kindly and with love, they'll adore you because you're taking care of him. I don't see that his family is going to be an issue for you.
They're not?
No.
Do they want to get back together?
If that will make the two of you happy and the children happy, yes. I think this goes back to the beginning of the reading where you have to be the one to, where somebody is looking to ask you questions and to help you make a decision. I'm seeing that, you know, it may be you that needs to be making that decision.
Hmm. Now, another thing about my daughter and her family, what's going on with them with me?
Well, I see a lot of support coming from you, but I see inaction coming from that side.
You do see inaction?
Inaction coming from her side, yes.
Inaction. Is that good or bad?
It's neither good nor bad, dear. It's almost like, I don't want to say not caring, but it's more or less like you're a big girl. you're doing what you do.
Well, are they going to ask me to come and live with them?
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that, Lucy.
Well, why not?
Because that will put you in a very uncomfortable situation. I'm seeing that as being up in the air. But you know what? You're going to do what's right for you. You're a very bright woman. You're a very smart woman. And I'm seeing you make the right choice. I don't see you living with them.
Well, who do you see me live with, anybody or not?
What do you got, Heather?
Actually, with somebody. But I don't think it's going to be with your daughter or any of your family members. Maybe a roommate or a new acquaintance, but...
Alpha dog. Alpha dog.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Alpha dog. Yeah.
Wolf. Like a wolf.
Again, moving in with anybody else is always a very risky proposition unless you've known that person for a very long time.
What, is me and my ex going to get back together and live together then, or what?
So that is a distinct possibility.
It is?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it is. I see that too.
Do you see how soon?
After the first of the year. I think I'm going to see, I see a coming closer during the holidays, and I'm seeing after the first of the year, if that's going to happen, that's when the door is going to open.
Well, how is it going to happen when we don't talk to each other anymore?
Yeah, well, that's going to change. That's going to change by the holidays, dear. Holidays are going to be very important for you this year. And we're getting close to the end of our program. I've really got to cut the call. I'm sorry. Okay,
and
no problem.
What's your name again?
Oh, Will B and Heather.
Will B? Heather,
yes.
Heather
and B. Heather and B.
And B. Okay. And what days are you on?
Tuesday nights. Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central on the Metaphysical Edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just wondered if things are going to look better for me by the holidays.
Yeah, they are going to look better by the holidays. Absolutely. Got to go.
All right. Thank you.
Dear.
Uh-huh.
Area code 334. We're going to try and get your call in before we run out of juice here.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I'm in a really bad position, and I want to know what's going to happen. Is everything going to work out?
Yes. Yes, it is. Keep running. You're running at full speed right now, and you're running in the right direction. That's what I'm getting. This isn't a rat race for you anymore, dear. It's the real deal. You are on it. You've got things under control, even though things are hard for you, hon, things are going to improve. And I'm seeing something coming your way by way of change over the next 3 weeks, 20 days.
Okay.
So hold on. It's not long. It's less than 3 weeks.
All right.
Wish I could tell you more, but we're out of juice, out of time.
Thank you very much.
Sending lots of love your way, and don't forget to give us a call back. And
I'll
promise I'll make time for you.
Okay, thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And with that, I thank all of our callers for joining us tonight. I thank you and our chat room. Each and every one of you are wonderful folks. God bless you all. Lachey, I'm sorry I didn't get to your question. In chat room, I meant to, but we got kind of tied up on the phones. Thank you all. Hope you come back next week. Our guest next week on the Metaphysical Edge is Diana Markley. We're going to be having some wonderful chats about the Masters. and about what the Masters have in store for you. So come on back next week, 8 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday night, The Metaphysical Edge. God bless you all. Sending love and heartfelt warmth your way. Ta-ta for now.